Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, The Story of Rabbi Yisrael Lipkin, written by Yaakov David Shulman, narrated by Feivish Rothbard, book published by CIS Publishers, Lakewood, New Jersey. Audiobook brought to you by A Maggid's Market, narrated audio for the Frum family. Chapter 1, Rabbi Yisrael's Childhood. In the Beis Medrash, a boy stood at a shtender, learning. Before him sat the famous Chachmei Zhagar, the wise men of Zhagori, including his father, Rabbi Zev Wolf Lipkin. Outside, in the branches of a larch tree, a songbird chirped loudly, its throat pulsating. The sweet call of the bird's song floated down the empty street to the Beis Medrash window, where the boy chanted resonantly. The sun was setting, leaving behind long streaks of shadow. A few last gleams illuminated the bare boughs of the tree, and the bird sang more plaintively than ever. The sun dipped lower. The tree branch was now gaunt in the dusk. The small bird ceased its song. In the Beis Medrash, the shamash brought in a tallow candle. Its yellow light illuminated the faces of men of wisdom, old men who had spent their lives in purity and awe of Hashem, devoted to learning the sacred texts. Before them, the young genius, the Zhagar Iloy, continued to speak. His words sparkled with brilliant constructions of logic, chilukim and pilpulim. Their genius, their exalted architecture of thought, filled the hearts of the men listening to him with an ecstasy of Torah. By the time the boy had finished speaking, his forehead shone crimson with his effort. The Chachmei Zhagar rose from their seats, murmuring to each other and to Reb Zev Wolf, "A prodigy, a brilliant boy." After Maariv, when only Yisrael and his father were left in the chilly Beis Medrash, Rabbi Zev turned to his son. "Yisrael, you gave a brilliant talk. Wonderful chidushim, chilukim, pilpulim." Yisrael's face shone. "But Yisrael, I'm not interested in chidushim, chilukim, and pilpulim." Rabbi Zev Wolf leaned down to his son and put his hand on the boy's shoulder. "I am interested in pshat, the straightforward meaning of the Gemara. Yisraelka, you're a big boy now. I am sending you to Salant to learn under Reb Tzvi Hirsch Breide. From him, you will learn pshat." Rabbi Zev Wolf bent his face closer to his son. "Emes, Yisraelka. Look for emes. Truth." The tallow candle sputtered and shone steadily again. The words reverberated in Yisrael's head. "Salant, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Breide, truth." At home, Yisrael gazed with affection at his mother, who was bringing bowls of steaming soup to the table. How much kindness and piety he had learned from her! Nor was she a simple woman. Many times he had heard her quote from Tanakh, and even from the Talmud, to Noah Samusar. "Father," Yisrael said during the meal, "how can I leave you? You are my teacher." Yisrael looked towards the bookshelf in the other room, where his father's writings lay, with approbations describing him as one of the leading Torah scholars of his generation. Yet Rabbi Zev Wolf was satisfied to support himself as a Malamed, a teacher of Gemara to youngsters. "You need a new beginning, Yisrael. You need a new Beis Medrash." Rabbi Zev Wolf's writings were published in the Ram Talmud as the celebrated Hagais ben Aryeh, Notes on the Talmud, Rambam, and Tur. Other writings of his, on Sefer HaEter, and the Shailos Tshuvos of the Rif, have remained unpublished. Later that night, Yisrael's mother lingered at the door of his room after he had recited the bedtime Shema. Good night, son, she murmured. Go to sleep in health and rise in health. A few days later, on a blustery and damp morning, under a low roof of clouds, Yisrael traveled out of his hometown. In his pocket, he held a letter from his father to Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Breide. His mother had packed some cheese, bread, and fish into a small bag, and he carried with him his farm, the contents of which he knew already by heart. The open carriage rolled along the chilly Lithuanian road, northwest of Poland, and 100 miles east of the frigid Baltic Sea. A light snow began to fall, powdering Yisrael with a dust that melted on his eyelids like tears. He was leaving his home, Zhegory, where he had been born a decade earlier on a Shabbos, Vav Mar Cheshvan, 5571, November 3rd, 1810. Here, his father had been like a king, scone of a famous rabbinic family that went back to Rabbi Shmuel Chassid of Rozieni. Now where was life taking him? Out of the blank sky dropped thousands of white flakes, swirling in the air and landing on the broad countryside, the dirt road, the wagon driver, and the brown back of the dray pulling the carriage slowly forward. Yisrael turned back to his hometown. All he could see was the road that led behind him into the white distance. Hoofmarks and the uneven brown lines of the carriage wheels. And these, too, were being obliterated by the soft down of falling flakes.